Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Immigration reform, the Farm Bill, and international trade policy are just a few of the national issues to receive attention next month in Nashville at the American Farm Bureau Convention. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says that group just finished developing its priority policy list on national issues, with the Farm Bill at the top of that list.
You know, we've spent a lot of time here in Kentucky this whole year working on really putting a Kentucky face to the Farm Bill piece of legislation, and we have a set of guidelines that we want to go by and things that we want to see included in Farm Bill legislation.
Haney says a significant amount of agricultural production is dependent on offshore sales. Farmers are concerned about any efforts to restrict trade or to undo existing trade agreements.
I do see the point that, you know, every agreement that you have eventually needs to be tweaked. I get that. But for a wholesale walkaway from a trade agreement, that's always concerning.
Haney says just under 500 Kentucky Farm Bureau members are headed to Music City to attend the national organization's 99th convention and trade show opening January 5th. We'll be right back.
How's it being tasted tonight, folks?
Oh, it's excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
I wanted to take this opportunity in the second half of the program to say goodbye. I guess you could say I'm re-retiring, having officially done so in October of 2009, but I've contracted with Farm Bureau since then to produce this daily 3-minute snapshot of some aspect of agriculture and its impact on all of us. It's been an honor to meet and visit with many of the guests we've had on the program. I'd also like to thank the broadcasters of Kentucky who do so much to serve communities across the state. We appreciate them selecting Across Kentucky as part of their daily service to you, the listeners. Thinking back to 1974, I'd like to thank Farm Bureau for taking a chance, hiring a fairly young broadcaster with a little experience, but one who had not grown up on a farm. I overcame that by listening close to my interviewees and asking lots of follow-up questions, taking lots of notes to make sure I got it right. The program will continue next Monday in the able hands of Alan Watts. I hope you join him. Again, my appreciation to you, the listener. It's been an honor to serve you. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.